going into cattle business,
mm-hmm.
pastures, and they graze cattle.
Mm-hmm. Is that the biggest?
That's the biggest thing to do. Mm-hmm. They've stopped row cropping.
The what?
They don't row crop anymore. That is, plant corn and stuff like that. They just plant gardens.
Uh-huh.
Just plant enough for their own use.
I was noticing in the county agent's office they had some cattlemen's association or something.
He belongs to that.
I figured it'd be, cattle industry.
It is. It is. We have the biggest one in Mississippi. We have the biggest
membership.
And biggest membership in Mississippi.
Yeah.
That's what I was reading in that little paper yesterday.
Y'all have cattle?
Oh, we got four, three.
We got three head. We just have milk cows.
Uh-huh.
We milk the cows, sell the milk.
We have six next week, two full side tonight.
He's kind of a cow trader.
What about the racial distribution here?
Well, some of the people take it pretty good and others resent it. Just a few that resent it so much
mm-hmm.
that they will, we don't pay it in mind.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a few people that didn't want to integrate the schools.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even the colored didn't want to integrate. Mm-hmm. They'd rather have their own school. One of the oldest women in there told us that she didn't want to integrate.
Mm-hmm.
And she pulled all the colored people just about it, and the church and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
She was one of the older ones. And and she didn't want integration. She didn't want to be integrated. Just give us our school
mm-hmm.
and good teachers for our children, and that's all we ask.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just about, well, a lot of them. Where we had our trouble with the integration was the coloreds from coming from the north and coming down here and just
taking over,
just kind of bullying
push
them.
It down our throat.
They would bully our colored people around, you know.
When did that happen?
Oh, about four or five years ago.
It's
still happening. It happens ever so often, though.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody from Chicago will come down. And some of our people went to Chicago because there was more money up there, and they was lazy nigger gals, and they just didn't want to work.
You mean
there
black
and
or white?
Black. And they just go to Chicago, and they make money very easy.
How many colored people are there around here? Is it as many as whites? Or?
No. We are not black.
What?
We don't know color, do we?
The colored people has their own neighbors, their own neighborhood,
uh-huh.
and that's across from the church,
mm-hmm.
the
church.
Colored church. They have their own church, and they would have their own school if it had been left up to them.
Would you say it's 60% white, 40% colored,
yeah,
70%, 30%?
I imagine.
There's
a lot. There's more, a lot more white than there is
colored. Right
colored.
Now, but the north Mississippi now you find more.
Mm-hmm.
Because they got back up in the Delta, all of that.
Oh, yeah.
You been up in it?
I went up there once.
All of that color back up in that. And that's back in the old times, back when they owned the trade, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you see, they a lot of them carry the white people's name. There was one at Brenham's restaurant down there. Raised the fifth generation. She was 91 when she died, and he took her body back to Louisiana and buried her.
Whitechapel, though, is all white.
All white. We're all white in this community.
Now we got what is called a Sunday chapel up